purposes. The association with man, which God designed should be a means of strengthening goodness and happiness, is used as a means of strengthening evil and developing tendencies to rebellion. Men have assumed despotic power, and human laws have been put in the place of the law of God. It is the reign of Antichrist. God's law is set aside. The scriptures are exchanged for the traditions of men. Satan has become the ruler of this world, and in his hands, temptation has become a science. He rules over a vast, well-organized empire. Sin has stimulated his followers into fearful activity. Men have combined to perpetuate evil. Satan's going to take control of the earth. And when this takes place, the Antichrist of Bible prophecy is no longer simply the Pope of Rome, it's Satan himself. Now, that distinction has relevancy when you understand that Catholicism is preparing for this and understand their time frame for this to take place, and then you feed that information back into what we understand of end time events, and it brings the solemn truth that sometime before what Catholicism understands as a temporal millennium, there will be a Sunday law in the United States. Because it's after that Sunday law that the marvelous working of Satan begins. And the marvelous working of Satan is when he returns to impersonate Christ. And when he does that, he's going to take control of this organization that is the masterpiece of his work, this organization that we know as Catholicism, this worldwide structure he's going to set on top of, and from that rule the earth. Now, we talked about progression in the first presentation of Wade. Several things progress in Bible prophecy. And it's very difficult for me to humanly, and I emphasize humanly, understand how within the next year I could be confronted with Sunday laws, you and I could be confronted with them. From a human point of view, we don't think that way. We search for the best things and try to go with it. But we know from prophecy, the emphasis of the spirit of prophecy is that these events come suddenly, unexpectedly, something great and decisive is to take place, and that right early. So whenever it does come, it takes us by surprise. So we have to study prophecy, if we're going to do it correctly, with this perspective in mind, that it's going to come upon the world unexpectedly. And therefore, you can take that perspective and factor it into what's going on. And one of the illustrations of progression that makes sense to me, and many better authors and speakers have commented on this truth before, is that what was going on in Nazi Germany in 1944 was not simply Adolf Hitler and his generals accomplishing the Holocaust.